Hey, what's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast here. I am your host with Music Industry Talk. My name is Derek Lindsay, Grammy-nominated music producer, engineer, and musician, and all that good, fun, crazy stuff. All right. Today, I want to get a little bit into whether to master your own music. So it's been a while, right? We've been, let's say, since the last year or so. There's been a lot of advancement in technology, right? Computers are getting faster, not necessarily as cheaper, but they're getting faster. You have more plugins, you have more things that can really enhance your sound without having to step foot in the studio. Let's just be honest. That's just where a lot of things are now. The computers are basically becoming the sole source for a lot of creatives and professionals to create their content, create their music and whatnot. So all fine and dandy, right? If you make the technology is available, you take advantage of it. It is what it is. The ongoing issue now is the fact that when it comes to the final stage of mastering, right? We're talking about fine tuning this final combination of all these tracks and blending everything together to sound nice and bright and tight and loud and all that good stuff. This is a role that was normally reserved for a mastering engineer in a specific room designed for them to give you the optimal performance to make sure your song sounded good on every system that it played on, right? Or if you're creating a audio CD and you want all of your songs to just flow into each other pretty much at the same levels, it's very intertwined and very fluid. What's happening now is that there are a lot of great plugins out there that are allowing even beginner, novice engineers and producers the opportunity to really get a great sounding final recording, right? So you have plugins such as the Ozone 9. I'm just giving just one example. The Ozone Bundle is a great plugin for an introduction to mastering or just really finalizing your final mix. So I haven't really talked about the problem yet. Well, here's the problem. The debate is, what is the difference between mastering at home versus sending it off to have a mastering engineer master it? Is it worth the extra cost? And that's the questions that I get hit with a lot during the week. Should I master it myself or should I send it to a mastering engineer? The honest answer is this. If you're going to master at home, if you're going to use any of these plugins that I mentioned, you have to keep in mind that when you decide to go to the distribution side of things, when you want to get it on iTunes or Amazon or CD Baby, all the work you put into getting your music as loud as you possibly can, they are actually going to take it down a few steps no matter what you do, because they have to have the audio compressed at a certain format to be playable on all of their devices. So they have a standard. So the question is, do you or do you not master on your own? I'm always going to tell people the first thing to do is to take it to a professional. I'm always saying if you can afford it, take it to a professional because you will get the results that you're looking for. However, if you do not have the means to do it, but you have access to secondary options, such as some of these mastering plugins I mentioned earlier, then, you know, you're compelled to do it, to get it done by all means necessary, right? If you're going to master, like I mentioned, just keep in mind, you want to keep your levels below -3 to -5 dB or even -6 dB. You want that ceiling to be low because, as I mentioned, if you're giving it to a mastering engineer, they need some headroom to be able to do what they need to do. So don't take up all the space from them. Let them be able to do their job as well. The other part is if you're deciding to do it on your own and you're going to do it for distribution, iTunes, CD Baby, they're going to adjust the compression levels and the headroom levels. They're going to do that to their own standard. So I would usually aim for like -5 to -3 dB because they're going to do their thing to it anyway. Okay. So I hope that answers the question. Do you master yourself or do you send it off to a mastering engineer? Just to recap, if you can afford it, send it to a professional. If you cannot and you have access to some of these tools, you can always take classes. I'm always teaching mixing, mastering, production courses online for those who just want a little bit more in depth about the process. I'm always open to that. So, and then the other part is if you're going to do it on your own, at least read the tutorials or the manuals that'll help you more, or enroll in an audio school or any kind of certification program where you do have a little bit more hands-on experience on how the process actually works. Okay, so you have to invest in your education and your professional training either way it goes. If you're going to rely on YouTube to learn how to master and get this information, just be wary. There's a lot of information on there. It's great information. However, it's not properly sequenced. So some videos you may get things out of order, and then you may have a lot of engineers who have their own way of doing it. So you're going to be boggled down with so many different options and not knowing which one is actually the one that's going to work. At the end of the day, listen to it. Test it out on multiple speakers, test it out on not just the car, test it out in the car, test it out on a pair of crappy speakers, test it out on a pair of good sounding speakers, test it out on your laptop, earbuds, anything that's just keep in mind of where your listener is going to be listening to your music the most, and experiment with testing it out on those different devices, okay? So hopefully that helps. And if you have any more questions whatsoever, always feel free to hit me up. You can go to the website at dlnzproductions.com. Send me a message on there. Let me know what questions or concerns you have. If you want to get a little bit deeper into this conversation, let's do it. All right. So thanks for tuning in, everybody, for this week. And always feel free to subscribe to be of some assistance here. All right. I'm going to catch y'all on the next one. I'm out.